decided to under an aisle to put the sand over here. So they left. And they broke the inside of the house. They broke it all down, like the toilets and the toilets and the toilets and the toilets and the all that things. But then the squatters came. The children of these farmers came back. They saw you could live here again. And that is more or less these people. The people who squatted here, they got children. These have children. You see, so it is already.
You mean, yeah.
But wait.
Right. Then I wrote quite a lot of crime novels, and just a novel. And then I'm a theater critic.
Were you here at the beginning when Rockwood was taken over?
Yes, from the first day. Well, the village was completely destroyed. And there were only a few houses still standing, and most of those were closed and shattered. There were hardly any people living anymore. It used to be 350 inhabitants, and now then there were only 20 left. And most of them wanted to leave. Some wanted to stay. And we did not know that we were going to stay here, you see. The idea was that we would do an action to bring into the public that Amsterdam, the city of Amsterdam, was doing almost criminal actions here, putting people out of their houses, and the people who were involved, high officials, really high officials, really high officials, really high officials, and they were doing. So then we went to protest and then that out. But then
or hear the prophecies in the Bible
by the priest.
Skepticism that Milton Wright had. They say, oh, these things will never come true. It can never happen.
Disturbing.
And nowadays. It really is odd, big 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 odd, because
he and his housekeeper, lady housekeeper,
with incredible accuracy
for about 30 years,
tick, tick,
by the church.
Bible is just a good book to be read as
an apart.
Challenge you,
by the church.
Bible is just a good book to be read as an apart. Challenge you.
A house for old priests, and she was sent to a house for old lady housekeepers.
Already and they didn't like accuracy. Last Sunday morning, we had a real special blessing.
Going to squat that house. Then we discovered that the house opposite the church,
most Ephesus later that afternoon,
destroyed that very day.
On the island of Patmos,
a big lorry, a big truck with a sort of a huge iron ball.
And notice what it says in verse 9.
I, John, both to destroy a companion in the tribulation,
the street,
and the kingdom and patience of Christ,
into that house,
and that is called
Patmos.
So we had
word of God.
And then we slept there that night.
Christ, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
Come on!
Nice.
The general playground for the children, made by the whole village.
Uh-huh.
You see, and it's keeps on going. This is one of the old houses. This is Rudolf. He is also one of the first people who came here.
It's written on that tiny little island. Chapter 1, it's sort of an introduction. We want to find out, why is this book here? Why is it so different? Why is it so
different?
Why is it so different?
Why is it so different?
Why is it so different?